Elizabeth Elliot says, "I realize that I don't spend nearly enough time praising God. I think hymns are a wonderful help." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor, Keep a Quiet Heart, and Discipline the Glad Surrender. Helping you face your journey with joy today, here's your friend, Elizabeth.
The Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking again today about some of my favorite hymns. Did you know that we are commanded in Scripture to sing, teach, and help one another along the right road with your psalms and hymns and Christian songs, singing God's praises with joyful hearts? That's what Paul wrote. The Apostle Paul wrote that in Colossians 3:16. One of the loveliest and simplest of tunes is the tune which is usually sung to Fairest Lord Jesus. And the name of this tune, I've always been interested to note, is Saint Elizabeth, and it happens to be spelled with an S instead of a Z, as my name is spelled. My parents wanted to give all of us children Bible names, and they named me Elizabeth after the Elizabeth in the King James Bible, the cousin of the Virgin Mary. And in the King James Bible, it was spelled with an S. Of course, it's been a trial to me throughout my life because people do spell it with a Z normally. But I loved finding that the tune, which I love so much, to Fairest Lord Jesus, is Saint Elizabeth. Notice the simplicity of the tune and the simplicity of the words. We need to simplify our lives, don't we? We need to concentrate on one thing. The psalmist said, "One thing have I desired, my God, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." And then Jesus said to Martha, "One thing you lack, and Mary has chosen that one thing." You remember that Martha was troubled and anxious about her kitchen work, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. And Paul said, "I aim at one thing, the knowledge of Christ my Lord." A life permeated with Christ is a simpler life. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and then all those things will be added to you." All those things that the world spends so much time racing after, chasing, trying to get their hands on, working from dawn till dusk in order to get. God says, if you seek first the kingdom of God, then all these things will be added unto you. Fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, O thou of God and man the Son, thee will I cherish, thee will I honor, thou my soul's glory, joy, and crown. Fair is the sunshine, fairer still the moonlight, and fair the twinkling starry host. Jesus shines brighter, Jesus shines purer than all the angels heaven can boast. Another hymn that I love is Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And the punctuation in that title helps to understand the sense. We're not praising our souls. We're speaking to our souls and saying, praise, comma, my soul, comma, the King of Heaven. The name of this tune is Praise My Soul, and it was this that was played for a wedding march at the wedding of Queen Elizabeth. And it was also the wedding march that we used when I married my second husband, Addison Leach. Let me read you the words to this one. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Think of those four words: ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Those four words apply to every one of us who has surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Praise him for his grace and favor to our fathers in distress. Praise him still, the same forever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glorious in his faithfulness. I love the third stanza. Father-like, he tends and spares us. Well our feeble frame he knows. In his hands he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, widely as his mercy flows. Do you feel feeble today? Do you need to be tended and spared by a loving Father? Sing the hymn, Father-like he tends and spares us. Well our feeble frame he knows. In his hands he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. The fourth stanza, I love this, addressing the angels and asking them to help us, as we would ask our friends to help us. If we wanted to sing, we would say, sing everybody, sing along with me. And we are actually addressing the angels here. Angels, help us to adore him. It's not saying the angels do help us to adore him. It's angels, comma, help us to adore him. You behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, dwellers all in time and space. And the Bible tells us that the sun and the moon witness to who God is and worship him. They glorify him by being exactly what he made them to be. And the angels continually fall down before him and sing, holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise with us the God of grace. One of the sad things about so much modern music, in my opinion, is that it's not tuneful enough, it's not memorable, and it's not simple enough. I find it very difficult to learn some of the new Christian hymns or songs or spiritual songs. There isn't enough predictability in them. One of the great things about the symphonies, which have always become favorites with every generation, is that there are always melodies in there that we can remember. And we love the moment when it's repeated as a motif throughout the symphony. And the thing that I love about the old 19th century gospel songs and many of the great hymn tunes is that they are memorable, that there's predictability, and that they're simple. Well, one of the lovely, simple little hymns that we learned at home and sang often in our family prayers is Thomas Kelly's Praise the Savior, Ye Who Know Him. Praise the Savior, ye who know him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Now, if I were to stop right there, I bet you could repeat that without my even saying it a second time. Praise the Savior, ye who know him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Gladly let us render to him all we have and are. Jesus is the name that charms us. He for conflicts fits and arms us. Nothing moves and nothing harms us when we trust in him. Trust in him, ye saints, forever. He is faithful, changing never. Neither force nor guile can sever those he loves from him. Keep us, Lord, oh, keep us cleaving to thyself and still believing till the hour of our receiving promised joys in thee. Cleaving, believing, receiving. And this fifth verse is perhaps the easiest of all. Then we shall be where we would be. Then we shall be what we should be. Things which are not now nor could be soon shall be our own. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed, the psalmist said. And when you think of that word heart, think of the word will also. I think in the scripture you find that the word heart and the word will are almost synonymous. My heart is fixed, my will is fixed on you, O Lord. Then there's another favorite of mine that deals with the names of God. It's called Join All the Glorious Names. I have in my Bible a list of the names of God, but not in the form of a list, in the form of a poem from an old sampler. This is what it says. Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Jehovah, God Almighty, Yah, I am. Emmanuel, Shiloh, Lord of hosts, the Lamb. Secret desire of nations, bridegroom, Lord. Unchangeable eternal King, the Word. Savior, the branch, the Lord our righteousness. Counselor, root of Jesse, Prince of Peace. Holy, true, faithful, brother, father, friend, Redeemer, high priest, life, beginning, end, immortal, shepherd, husband, shield, and son, seed of the woman, precious cornerstone, the way, the truth, Messiah, God alone. Join all the glorious names of wisdom, love, and power that ever mortals knew, that angels ever bore. All are too mean to speak his worth, too mean to set my Savior forth. Great prophet of my God, my tongue would bless thy name. By thee the joyful news of our salvation came, the joyful news of sins forgiven, of hell subdued, and peace with heaven. That emphasizes his being a prophet and the wonderful things that as a prophet, he has given us previews of the joyful news of our salvation, the joyful news of sins forgiven, the joyful news of hell subdued, and peace with heaven. Aren't you glad that he is the prophet of our God? And then in the third verse, it's very personal. Jesus, my great high priest, offered his blood and died. My guilty conscience seeks no sacrifice beside. His powerful blood did once atone, and now it pleads before the throne. I have no reason to fear, no reason to carry the burden of guilt which every one of us carries if our conscience has not yet been seared, as it were, with a hot iron. We are guilty. Guilt feelings arise from guilt. Guilt is real. Sin is real. And there is no remedy except the blood of Jesus. And Jesus, my great high priest, offered his blood and died. My guilty conscience seeks no sacrifice beside. Is the Lord your shepherd? Would you like him to be? Do you want to follow him and travel the road of life with someone who's been over the road before? Learn to love your shepherd's voice. Learn to trust the way in which he guides you. Singing hymns helps us to maintain an attitude of a lifted up heart. It helps us to fit ourselves for God's world, to raise us above the ordinary troubles and trials and little picky things that get us down. We were talking at lunch about how easy it is to get our feelings hurt. And when we get our feelings hurt, then maybe the person who hurt our feelings gets angry and, well, you know what it's like. So how about singing a hymn and just getting yourself above all that?
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.